Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. If you listen to these podcasts, you can find them free and available to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your shows. You can find these free and available to download at your leisure. Today, we have a young man on the show, a D2 stud. He was currently down at the College Gridiron Showcase. Awesome opportunity. If you go on his Twitter feed, you're going to see he made a spectacular catch down there in front of all those NFL eyes. The D2 leader, punt return average, almost over 19 yards, 19.2, 2022. He was also a all-MIAA teamer both his junior senior years. It's none other than Jaden Stoshak. Jaden, welcome to the show, my man. How's today treating you?
Yeah, today's been good. Just got done with our lift down here in Tampa. So feeling a little bit, bigger right now. So that's always a good feeling.
Laugh, usually, cause you probably just got to the facility that you're at, but, we usually have guys on a little bit later in the draft process. We always like to joke around, like, how much more time are you spending in the mirror seeing the body transformation? Have you been able to see that from the short amount of time you've been in that type of combine prep, training?
Too much. We got down here, I got down here December 26th, but we kind of ramped up on January 2nd. But I mean, you kind of notice the difference in your strength right away, but you don't notice it as much kind of in the mirror.
You arrive down there on the 26th and you're off to the College Gridiron Showcase. So you've probably been a very busy man. Fair enough.
Yeah, I've been really busy. I got down here about a week earlier. That way I could kind of get some more work in before that College Gridiron Showcase, just to be able to, it wasn't as much, about a week and a half of work, but, work is work, so I had to get it in.
Fair enough. Now, obviously, you are a talented young man with the football in your hands, and I think your ability in the return game kind of speaks volumes what you are. You're a dominator in space, if you will. I'm curious, from a young age, was Jaden Stoshak the kid where you four-pointer peewee, touchdown to the left, touchdown to the right, touchdown up the middle, five or six touchdowns a game?
I think a lot of it kind of stems from my older brothers, who they both played football. They both played college at Florida Atlantic. I was always just trying to do everything that I could better than them growing up. And so I think it kind of stems from, just being competitive with them.
Fair enough. And lo and behold, you find yourself here. Now, we talked prior for a couple minutes just to going live. But, we were discussing, you are a D2 kid. We know it. You kind of got to come from behind the pack and really get a grasp of this. But for you, what point in your collegiate career do you kind of get the sense that you're going to have an opportunity to be where you're at now, that you are doing combine prep, you are invited to an all-star game? Was it last year with the big return numbers, or did you kind of get a sense before that?
I think it was kind of last year, my junior year, just being able to, finally get more, opportunities with the ball. They kind of trust me more with that punt return game. I was the punt returner all 4 years. My freshman year, they were just kind of like, fair catch it. We just want to control the ball. They knew that I was going to secure it and not drop it. And then we had a coaching change coming my sophomore year, which I had a little bit of freedom. And then my junior, they were just kind of like, yeah, do whatever you want back there and we'll trust you. And so just kind of be able to, you know, get myself on the field as much as possible with special teams. I was the holder for us as well. You know, I did kickoff return as well, you know, just kind of being able to put myself in any position that I can on the field to help the team out.
Love it. And obviously you play wide receiver. Let's not forget that. Over 650 yards receiving, 41 catches, 6 touchdowns. So you are definitely a Swiss Army knife, if you will, to, you know, what the Lions wanted to do both on special teams and through the offense. I got to ask, I mean, I ask this of all our guests, if we threw you in the film room, Jaden, these scouts are starting to break down tape of you. What do you think they're going to love about you? What are those? I always like to say that these are the hallmark and home run abilities that are going to get you noticed.
Yeah, I think turning on the film, you may see in the 4 years that I was at college, if you go all the way back, I maybe had somewhere from like 5 to 8 drops, you know, clear, blatant drops where that ball hit my hand. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing is even making tough catches. There's one clip where I caught a ball in the air and a guy hit my legs out and I did a complete back flip in the air and still held on to the ball. So just being able to make tough catches, especially junior year, I was a big third down guy. Like I was in the slot basically all my junior year. And, you know, they were always looking kind of my way in those third down situations. So I think, you know, just, you know, big, tough catches and hanging on to the football.
Nicely said. How about this one? This is your showcase. We know NFL guys will listen in. What could go unnoticed? You could have been a team captain, maybe a weight room warrior, a film junkie. Maybe there's some things the offense did where you couldn't showcase your skills. I don't know that. I mean, you kind of touched base on a little bit, like, you know, your freshman year, they were like, hey, dude, just, you know, fair catch it and don't do anything else with it. Maybe over time that the offense and the way you guys played, you know, maybe just anything else that, you know, can add some good graces to you.
Yeah, I was my junior and senior year, I was voted as a team captain by the players. You know, just had built good relationships with everybody being there. I mean, it just kind of looked up as a leader, even though sometimes you might not feel like it, you know, others around you kind of see it and notice it. And in the weight room, I was pretty strong for my size. Max squat that I ever got to was, I was gonna go for one last attempt on, you know, a max squat, and I was hoping to get kind of towards that 600 mark. But in the spring, I had pulled my hamstring while lifting, actually. And I was like, they were, you know, just like, you know, don't do anything, rest it. So I didn't ever get that last attempt at it. And then, you know, max bench, I got 335 was my max bench, you know. So for a guy my size, I'd say I'm pretty strong.
That is impressive. And I have to ask, I mean, I see so many variables on the internet. What is your height and weight right now? And do you kind of plan on maintaining the weight that you're at as you go through the combine system?
Yeah, so right now when I went to the CGS, they had me at 5'10 and a half. And then weight-wise, right now I'd probably be at right around 185, 183 to 185 is where I'd be at. And I kind of I wouldn't mind putting on a couple extra pounds, getting maybe to that 187, 190. You know, there's a lot of guys kind of that size, you know, being able to move well still there too.
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is. There's so many integral little things that go into this process now, and you know, getting bigger, stronger, faster, but remaining the mobility and the speed that you know that everybody craves. For you specifically, do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, family, friends. They're watching a game, just say Monday night they watch the game and they see it practice the next day and they say, Jaden, you know, when we see this kid, you know, we see some similarities.
Yeah, one that, you know, probably sticks out a lot, you know, similar build is Julian Edelman. You know, kind of the same play style, just being, you know, a guy that makes tough catches, tough plays, you know, in important situations of the game. That, you know, I'm Cooper Kupp is kind of, even though he's a little bit bigger than me, but just kind of those two guys are probably the most two that stand out.
Fair enough. You know, well, we actually had Julian on the show when he was going through the draft process It's kind of fun. And remember, we're based in Ohio. Remember, I covered the Kent State Pro Day. Then Akron's about a 15-minute drive. And then the Akron Pro Day was later in the day. Former quarterback from Akron played for the Browns, Charlie Fry, was actually throwing to Edelman at the Akron Pro Day. And then after the Pro Day, I remember we all sat on the field. It was just me, Charlie, and Julian. And Julian went to do something. But, you know, he got up, and me and Charlie were just sitting there talking. Charlie says, he goes, listen, Bo, he goes, this kid's going to make it. He's going to make it. And I'll never forget that story. And lo and behold, he's a guy that we're talking about how many, you know, almost a decade and a half later, you know, we're talking about Edelman. So say that, Jaden, because I did that podcast with Julian Edelman. Probably people were wondering who the heck is this quarterback from Kent State that wants to play receiver in the National Football League. Hopefully, 67 years from now, perhaps somebody's saying the same thing about you. So I do that to give you encouragement that, you know, anybody can do this. And that's why we do the shows, because nobody knows. You know what it takes, and you're going to, you know, provide that. But again, I just love sharing the, you know, these small school stories. That way you guys just stay motivated to the task at hand. Let me ask you this. Aside the X's and O's and all the football stuff, do you have any other hobbies, any other interests, anything where we might be shocked to hear that's something that you love to do?
Shocked to hear. Well, I'm a Florida guy, but I don't do surfing, that's for sure. I tried it once, not good at it at all. I hated trying to get out past waves. Love golfing, though. Big golfer, you know, me and my brothers and dad, growing up, we would play it together. And, you know, it's still something that I try to do with them every now and then. So, love golfing.
Trend this year. We've got three guys in the last 3 days say golf. Jaden, we've been doing this a long time, trust me, on my end, and, like, golf never comes up. And I've been making such a note of it because it's, like, you said it. We've had three other guys say it the past week. You know, we've never gotten golf, and now, like, everybody's a golfer. So it must be a new thing with college football players that you guys golf now. I don't know where it came from, but obviously I'm finding a trend.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like, even in college, you know, during the off season and the summer, especially the summer, you do your summer workouts, and then later in the day you go hit the course with some of your teammates, and, you know, you just have a blast hanging out with each other, and, you know, you spend 4 or 5 hours together, and that time adds up, just kind of builds the bond between each other.
Definitely. Good stuff, man. All right, Jaden, we're almost out of time. You've been an absolute pleasure to have on, but before we let you go, I always like to have some fun. We call it three and out, just a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to the family. Let's go to the golf course. Let's go with your father and your two brothers and yourself. Who's the one who is most likely to throw a club?
Club? That'd probably be – it's between my dad and my oldest brother, Jensen. Jensen, I think – actually, I'd go with my dad. I'd go with my dad. I think he gets probably the most frustrated out there. Sometimes, you know, he hits one or two shots and he gets pretty frustrated.
And how about this one? You say you're down in Tampa training. Where are you at X3?
I'm at Cooper.
You're at Cooper. All right. How about this one? You're going to be the trainer tomorrow. Who are you going to pick to work out? It could be Coop. Who are you going to work out tomorrow? You get the them through a little hell, make them sweat, and what are you going to make them do?
I'm going to go with the guy trainer there named Drew. We need to get him on the legs because he's all upper body. We need to start hitting his legs a little bit harder.
I love it. And the final one, as we approach the week, the draft day, draft weekend, you're waiting to hear your name or find out where you're going to sign afterwards, Jaden. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made to celebrate this next football journey?
The best cook is easily my mom. Dad's a great cook too, but my mom's been doing it for, you know, three boys growing up. So her cooking, and probably my go-to meal is my mom's spaghetti, not to quote Eminem, but. Yeah, my mom's spaghetti is awesome. She puts sugar in it. That just gives it the final touch on it.
Nice. Well, your mom is now on clock for spaghetti. You, my friend, are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. Jaden, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us, my friend.
Yes, sir, Bo. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jaden Stoshak, the standout from Missouri Southern State University, standout Lion, D2 stud, making his way towards his next level. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here, C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.